Marty Lurie here with one of the most famous giant and well-liked giants of all time. That's number 22, Will Clark. Will, how are you?
Doing great, Marty. You know, it's always great to be back in town, see the guys play and be in for a Dodgers series and watch the fans go crazy. It ought to be interesting this weekend.
I was thinking about Kershaw. The Dodgers bring Kershaw in, and there's a sense of history when you see Kershaw play. I mean, he's one of the best left-handers, and when it's all said and done, he'll be up there. You must have faced guys, you say, wow, they were some of the best in history. You think about that?
You know, you do think about it, but at the time you're facing them, you're not thinking about it. You know, you have to definitely give those guys the respect that they're deserved, but also you have a job to do. So it's like, hey, look, I still got to figure out a way to beat this guy. So you know, you got to tip your cap, but at the same time, sort of knuckle down and do your job. And, you know, when you see a guy like Kershaw come out there, it's like, hey, look, you know, there's a reason that he's a Cy Young winner, and there's a reason why he's got a one whatever ERA. But, hey, look, this at-bat right here, I got to figure out a way to beat you.
Who were some of the toughest for you?
You know what? They're all tough at this level. Yeah, they're all tough at this level. Everybody up here knows what they're doing. You know, and your job is to take advantage of mistakes. But then, you know, guys back then were the guys with good changeups. So anybody who had a good changeup would throw your timing off. You know, those were the guys that sort of mess with you. If you had a fastball and you just came right at somebody, sooner or later you're going to get a hit.
Still the pitch?
Yeah, definitely still a pitch. It's always going to be a pitch that gives somebody problems, because anytime you throw other pitches like curveballs or sliders or cutters, or in our day it was split fingers, anytime you throw stuff like that, the spin on the ball changes. But the spin on the ball with a changeup and the spin on the ball with a fastball pretty much stay the same. So that's what the difference is.
I always say hitting is timing, pitching is untiming. That's the way I look at it.
That's about right. You're exactly right. And Rick Rushel, Big Daddy, you know, one of my teammates, former teammates, you know, he said, I'm not trying to strike anybody out. I'm just trying to take the sting out the bat. And, you know, he did a great job in that.
Well, I did a show a couple of weeks ago. We're doing the greatest games in Giants history, and I took Game 5 of the NLCS in 1989. You had a pretty good series, hit about 700 or whatever it was. But just for the fans, that last at bat against, they brought in Mitch Williams to face you, and what happened?
Yeah, it was, you know, I was going to face Mitch Williams over the course of that series. It just depended on when, and it didn't happen up until game 5, like you said, and bottom of the eighth inning, bases loaded, two outs, and here he comes. I knew this was the moment, and he made some great pitches on me to start out with. I was down in the count 0-2, but I said, this bat is not over with. I'm gonna battle him for all I got, and I was able to see a few more pitches, get the count back to 1-2. I missed a fastball up that I fouled straight back, and the next pitch was the same fastball up, and I got on top of it.
You got a base hit right up the middle. And the interesting part about that inning is Mike Bielecki walked three with two out in the inning.
Yeah, he had two outs in the eighth and was cruising along. And then just as sometimes happens, sometimes you just lose it. You lose that release point. And, you know, he had thrown a bunch of pitches up until that point. And like I said, Mitch came in and made one too many mistakes.
We love it. All right, Will Clark with us. All right, you're here for a couple of dual purposes. One, the 86 team is being honored. And, of course, when you think of 1986, we think of your first at bat, so you might as well let the fans know about that one.
Facing Mr. Nolan Ryan, I was able to get a 1-1 fastball, and thank God I didn't miss it, and went out of center field in the Houston Astrodome and cruised around the bases, touch home plate, pointed to my family. I was up in the stands and was sitting on the bench after everything sort of subsided, and I was sitting next to Chili Davis, and I looked at Chili and I said, he's going to hit me next at bat. And Chili looked at me and said, oh, yes, he is. And next at bat, he was in his windup, and I was already on the way to the ground. So,
very good. All right, let's talk about the 86 season, though, because a lot of your teammates are coming back, and yep, to honor sort of the turning point for the Giants with Al Rosen, of course, the GM, and Roger Craig, the manager. Take us through, as best you can, some of your remembrances of that 86 season.
Well, Al Rosen and Roger Craig had come in, you know, the year before in 85, and 85 was the only year that the Giants have had 100 losses in the franchise history. And, you know, coming into spring training, I was a non-roster guy. Robbie Thompson was a non-roster guy, and we both had really good spring trainings. And Al Rosen and Roger Craig gave gave the first base and the second base job to two rookies and said, we're going to change this organization and the way we look at things and how we go about playing on the field every day. And 86 was the first year where that happened. We had a winning record that year. We didn't make the playoffs, but we had a winning record that year. 87, we're in the playoffs. 88, we had another solid year. And 89, we're in the World Series. So within the span of, three or four short years, we completely changed the whole atmosphere around the whole organization.
Well, getting back to 86, as it ended, the Astros won it, and Mike Scott no-hit you the last game of the season with about 20.
Passed out, by the way. Oh, yes, sir.
Do you have a memento of a scuffed baseball?
Oh, there's probably one with a piece of sandpaper somewhere. But, the Astros had a great team, and, there at the end of the year, they got hot, which is what you need to do in order to make the playoffs, get hot at the end of the year, and they did. But it was also a learning experience for us because we had come, like I said before, from 100 losses a year before, and myself and Robbie weren't on the team, to all of a sudden now we're a winning organization again, and now our goal is to make the playoffs, and next year we did.
Very good. And the other purpose is Autism Awareness Week is coming up Tuesday night, and I'm going to be with you Wednesday over at the Alan Beyer exhibit, SF Cooperstown, and you're going to be part of that again.
Yeah, I really look forward to Autism Night. It's a great thing that the Giants have done. They've backed, our cause. You get several organizations, Autism Speaks being among one of them, that benefit here in the Bay Area in Northern California. And so Tuesday night's a big deal for me. And then, as you said, Wednesday, we'll be across the street at the museum that Mr. Beyer has made and be doing an appearance over there and getting some awareness going for the Hall of Fame Museum over there.
And for the community fund as well, which is always fun.
Definitely. And, community fund does so many good things, and, especially with the Junior Giants program. And, Willie McCovey does a big golf tournament that benefits them, stuff like that. So this is another one of our benefits to help out the community fund.
All right, I'm looking around the ballpark. Please tell me where your number is or the statue or something. I've been pushing for this.
There is none. Hey, look, it's just one of them things. They give all the numbers and stuff like that to all the Hall of Famers, and those guys are definitely worth it. And I'm just happy to be back in uniform and to be part of Giants family.
I am going to make it happen. You have my word for it. Will, thanks so much.
Thank you, Marty. We really appreciate it. And have fun at the ball game this weekend, guys.
All right. More coming up, KNBR 680, the sports leader.